Item number five, discussion on the replacement of the walk bridge over the spillway at Spring Lake. There's a memo and proposal in your packet, Dean. Do you want to go over that, please?
Okay, thank you. There's a 40-by-7-foot walk bridge over the spillway at Spring Lake that needs to be replaced. We got a quote from Fusion Tech to fabricate the middle bridge structure and decking. That quote was for $9,615.86. Installation to be done by Public Works. We have $20,000 budgeted this year for capital improvements at Spring Lake, so this would take about half of that. And the quote is included in your packet.
Did Dean, this is aluminum, is that right? Is that the metal? Or Jason, no, it's steel.
It's powder coated steel.
Gotcha.
Powder coated black.
Okay. Any discussion on that item? Alderman Hill.
Were there any other quotes or anyone else?
No,
available to do that type of construction?
This is the only quote that we got for material. Stan has told me that their people would help put this in. At one time, he even said that they would do it.
The Spring Lake, the park district staff would assist in the labor portion of it. Alderman Hinderleiter.
There was a point of discussion. Wasn't a quote per se, but the park board had done some research and came up with a figure of $4,000 just to replace the boards out there versus $9,000, $9,500 for something that's substantially more
durable
and also meets the new OSHA requirements for everything else.
Thank you.
Good point. Thanks, Clay. Anything else then? We'd have that on the agenda for approval then on Monday night. Thank you. Item number six, discussion on the expansion of the campgrounds at Spring Lake Park. There's a memorandum from the city administrator and with a recommendation from the Park and Pool Committee. Dean?
Okay, thank you, Mayor. The Park and Pool Committee has been talking about this for several months, along with the Park Board, that the campgrounds at Spring Lake Park need to be expanded. Anyone who was out there this weekend could attest to that. Of course, this is probably the busiest weekend of the year, but nevertheless, there are many, many weekends of the year that that it's overcrowded. The thought is to add 100 campsites, and these would be full-service campsites with electric and water, and This would be to the open field to the east of where the main campgrounds is now, and to the south of what used to be called the primitive campgrounds there. And but the first step in the process is to hire an engineering firm to help us with the layout, and that would include the placement of the campsites. Topological survey, a preliminary design for the roads, electrical lines, water lines, as well as a cost estimate. And we received two proposals on that. Do I have that in front of me? Yes, I do. This was emailed to the council on Friday. Jones Engineering is at $9,800. McClure Engineering was at $12,920. Now McClure did give us they said they would provide us with three different options to choose from. But the low figure came from Jones Engineering.
Don, did you have anything you wanted to add from the Park and Pool Committee?
No, other than that this was felt that it was needed, and it's a part of the long-range plan that they had going forward, and it's going to take some of the pressure off of the existing campgrounds once they get this figured out and set up. So, beside that, there's, you know, there's the electrical problems that going forward, we've still had the problem with coming up with a way to solve exactly how to fix it. So this would alleviate most of that problem.
I can address that a little more, Mayor.
Sure, go ahead, Dean.
If you don't mind. The electrical inspector for the city feels that our system, our existing electrical system, is safe, and that if we do anything substantial to it, then it needs to be brought up to code. Now, it's not up to code, but it is safe in his opinion, and so. The thought here is that we do the new campgrounds and get that established and take some very minor steps in improving the electrical system, the existing electrical system for the existing campground without triggering the code that would make us completely redo it. And a couple, 3 years down the road, rework that system entirely.
Alderman Hanson.
Did either of these bids, bidded engineering companies, do they have like an extensive experience or background with setting up this type of park system? Because I, in my, you know, talking with some citizens, they suggested that there's companies out there that specialize in this more so than just a run-of-the-mill engineering firm. I've never had any experience with Jones in engineering. Can you address that, Dean?
We didn't ask for previous experience on this. I would assume that neither one of them has had extensive experience in this area. Part of the process is to meet with us on a regular basis as they develop the plan so we can have input into it and hopefully come up with something that's good for everybody.
Do you have a follow-up, Ryan?
No, I don't think so. I don't know any engineering firms that do specialize in it. I was just was suggested that I ask and bring
sure.
it up.
Well, I think one thing that we'd have to be aware of is that we have a relationship established with both of these firms and on a basic engineering level. If we were to ask for quotes or qualifications based on past experience in designing campgrounds, that may lead us down a rather costly, I'll just say it, costly avenue.
I understand that as well. Yeah,
yeah, sure. Okay, Alderman Dorsett.
Yes, that I'm actually going to dovetail with Alderman Hanson because I was approached by one person who had that concern, and they also further suggested that there could be grant money out there for the design phase. They did not explain where that might come from, nor I know of a lot of grant money laying out there. I do know some avenues that are specifically shut off for that. I think, though, our partners in the management of the park should be able to offer them some input as to how best to lay these out, and certainly we've got some concerns of our own as far as the trees and so on out there, and we have people on our staff who should be able to offer some input there as well.
Very good. Thank you, Dave. Alderman Lobdell.
It was also observed to me today that we might take some note of how the campground is currently used, in that there seems to be an attraction for group camping. So that should probably be implemented in some form in an expansion so that they're not just individual sites or entirely individual sites, that there's some accommodation for some group camping.
Sure, I would not being a recreational camper myself, I would suggest there's probably some socialization that comes with that experience and in a group setting, sure.
I guess I do have a question about the source of money, since we are on it again. Is this water revenue money?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Moon.
Along the same lines as the alderman's concerns, how many camping spaces are out there now?
It seems like there are 66, Alderman.
And how did we determine 100 is what, I mean, have we surveyed campers that frequent out there and their, I don't want to say needs, but maybe some of their desires to what the facility should include? And I think Alderman Lobdell made a good point about the group thing. There's probably a lot of things that none of us are going to think about, which to me goes back to what Alderman Hansen said about maybe somebody that does have some experience in designing these types of facilities.
If I may, the thought of the committee was that 100 new sites should be laid out, but not necessarily develop that many, but we should plan for that many.
Okay.
And the development of those sites would probably be in stages, maybe 20 at a time or something like that, 25 at a time, as we can afford it and as the market can absorb it.
Makes sense.
Any recommendation as to proceeding with the acceptance of one or the other quote?
Well, I would ask, is this a shared expense with the park district?
This is not.
This is not. Okay.
I'm sorry, Alderman Hill.
Do I understand correctly that McClure was going to give us more than one option, some alternates, which I would think might be advantageous in decision making?
Well, yes, it could be advantageous, but I guess I think that if during the development stage, if we can meet with a designer on a regular basis and have some input as they're progressing, and we also talked about having some input from a number of campers who camp out there on a regular basis. I know Chief Barker has said that he would like to be included in that group.
So in essence, in conversation, kind of develop some alternate ideas. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. With that in mind, I would suggest we move forward and accept Jones's bid.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to make a recommendation to vote on Monday and accept Jones's bid. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll have it on the agenda. Thank you.